so they, like other types of electromagnetic wave, can travel basically anywhere, through a vacuum or through atmosphere or water. Now, radio waves can be detected. For example, very low-frequency radio waves can be detected with a special type of radio receiver called a very low-frequency radio, or VLF radio, which can pick up radio waves with very low frequencies, from 3 to 30 kilohertz, which aren't really picked up by a regular household or car radio. So VLF radios pick up VLF radio waves and convert them to sounds we can hear. On Earth, the main source of naturally occurring VLF emissions is lightning, which generates a pulse of radio waves every time it flashes. Yes, Laura.
Since you almost always get lightning with thunderstorms, we can pick up VLF waves pretty often, right? You just have to wait until there's a thunderstorm.
Ah, do you have to wait? VLF receivers are very sensitive, and VLF waves travel very far, so we can pick up emissions from lightning that's far away.